That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like...
But we can do anything we want to do.
We're adults. There's nothing keeping us down.
We're free.
We're free?
We're young.
We're young.
And we're wild.
We're wild? We're
young and I'm free. What song is that?
I don't know.
We're wild.
Is this a song? I wanna get free. I wanna get free. I wanna get free. Right into the sun. She never loved me. She never loved me. She never loved me. Why should anyone come in?
Isn't this so funny?
We're making our own content now.
Five extra large scoopings of me.
Five.
Myself.
Make it 10.
10 scoopings?
10 scoopings, 5 for me.
Oh, 5 for me and 5 for you.
5 for me, 5 for you.
6 of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah.
12 is best.
12 is best.
Table for 12. That's a show.
What is that saying that's like, fart in one hand?
Wish in the other.
Is that it?
I don't know.
That a thing?
I've also heard that.
Did we make that up right now? Fart in one hand, wish in another?
No, I think it's wish in one hand, fart in the other.
Is a thing.
I've heard that as a thing that other people have said, and I have not recognized it as a saying.
Okay.
They seem to be thinking it.
They're
was
like, saying. This is a great saying.
I love to say
this saying. All the time.
I heard it on My Brother, My Brother and Me, actually. Oh. I think Griffin has said it at one point.
I mean, I believe
that's
that.
Also where I heard the term parting the kimono.
Right.
So,
yes.
They could have made it up, but they could have not made it up.
I have to imagine parting the kimono was a thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't make that up.
So, but like the fart in the one hand,
wish in one hand, fart in the other.
That's probably a McElroy-ism.
No, I think it's a saying.
Okay, it's a saying. That's a real saying. Gonna mark that down as a saying, right? Gonna write it here.
Uh-huh.
A saying.
And sign it.
Gonna put it under my sayings.
I'll sign it to make it certified fresh.
Make it official.
Yeah.
Certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right. And 100%.
100%.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
100%.
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2. 100%.
The best movie in the world, apparently.
Twitter's loving it.
Yeah. Gotta see this fucking movie. Yes.
Okay, things I know about Paddington Bear. Loves
bear.
Marmalade. Is a bear.
Is a bear. Loves marmalade.
Wears a raincoat.
Has a hat.
Has a hat.
Comes from the rainforest.
But was found at Paddington Station.
Lives in Britain.
Lives in Britain. Jolly old.
Jolly old England. So
England.
That's 10 things.
He...
8 things.
Goes nuts for marmalade. But...
We already mentioned marmalade.
I think it's because, like...
But his love for marmalade is so strong. It's 2 points.
It's 2 points. Just, like, fictional bears have obsessions with food.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh, honey.
Yes. This is
cat. Baloo.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
He loves it.
Loves the stuff.
He loves pears.
He loves pears.
He does pick a pear with his paw.
Yeah.
But not a raw paw. You gotta use the claw if you're gonna pick a pear from the big paw.
Yeah.
Have I given you a clue?
Thanks. Now I can solve the murder.
Yes!
You've given me
I've
all
given
the clues.
I've given you all the clues, Mr. Murder? Mr. Detective.
Mr. Detective.
Okay, so movies we need to watch. The Snowman.
The Snowman.
Paddington 2. The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book.
Again, I've seen The Jungle Book.
Okay.
Well,
should we watch the new one?
No.
It's not, you're not into it.
You don't learn much about how you are or aren't supposed to pick pears with your paws or claws.
Okay.
Which is the main reason one watches Disney
right.
movies.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Didn't The Jungle Book get like 95 on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like
it got
did.
95
the live
Rotten
action.
Tomatoes.
Whoa.
From me.
But, you know, Disney's buying off all the reviewers.
Oh, that's
making
right.
the Rotten Tomatoes scores 100%.
Yeah.
Because...
George Soros gave them all the money to...
Give them all the money.
Buy those fake reviewers.
Because there's nothing more profitable than being a film critic.
That's right. As we all know. It's a racket.
It's a racket.
Uh-huh.
Which
is why richest men in the world, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
CEO of Amazon. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
CEO of Microsoft.
CEO of Microsoft.
And,
Siskel and Ebert.
Siskel and Ebert. That one man, Siskel Ebert.
Siskel, first name Siskel, last name Ebert.
That's right. What the hell were their names? The Siskel man. You know. John Siskel. And Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert.
Phew, okay.
Roger Ebert. Great guy.
Anyways, Roger Ebert is the richest man in the world. Yes. As we all know. Is the point I was trying to get at.
Rest in peace?
Probably.
I feel like Roger Ebert's dead.
Probably rest in peace. I think he died recently, actually.
Yeah.
Within the last 5 years or so.
Like, he's a cool guy. I feel bad for being, like, for not knowing whether he's... Like, I like Roger Ebert.
I don't feel that bad about it.
I mean, I guess I don't feel terrible.
There's a lot of people to keep track of whether they are or aren't alive.
I'm just like...
Or dead.
I think Roger Ebert's cool, is my point. That's all I'm getting at. He's a cool guy. I like his reviews. He had some good thoughts about some movies.
Sure liked movies a lot. And he wrote some good stuff about him.
Yeah. Hated video games. Thought video games were from Satan.
Well.
He said, if you play a video game, you're like eating dookie.
That's right.
That's what he would say.
Video games are made by Satan.
Video games are made by Satan.
He did say.
Yeah.
But, sure loved movies.
Sure loved movies.
Yeah. If only he'd been around today.
He could...
Play more video games. Learn to love them.
He could be catching up with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's right. I'm sure he'd have a lot of good things to say about
that. Oh, yeah. He would. I imagine he would be positive.
Pro-Marvel.
Pro-Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
As all the best reviewers are.
That's right.
Because they're paid off.
Or they get murdered.
Yeah.
You have to be a pro-Marvel. Because Marvel is owned by Disney, which pays all the reviewers.
Yes.
Pays their salaries. Yes. So.
And this... Yeah.
Yeah, and just a little peek behind the curtain of the ins and outs of the film industry.
Welcome.
Some insiders.
Welcome, yeah, couple of insiders here.
Giving you the scoop.
Come to Fan Fiction Writers Room for all your insider film knowledge.
Yeah.
If you want to know who's having sex with who, what director's making what. What film's coming out?
Who murdered what reviewer?
Who murdered what reviewer? Who's next on Disney's hit list? Come to Fan Fiction Writer's Room. On Fan Fiction's Writer's Room, we take your character submissions and we craft a story. But we could keep... Let's keep gabbing for a minute. I feel like we're on a good train here.
Yeah, this could work well.
Could work well.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Perhaps? Oh, yes. Sorry. I am your editing manager, Spencer Suarez.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Cernick.
If you would like to submit characters to Fan Fiction Writer Room for us to write the most incredible, the most immaculate fan fiction about, send them to ffwrshow@gmail.com. How are you, Liz? How is your...
How am I? I'm feeling pretty good. I gotta say, I'm feeling a bit incomplete because I had a wisdom tooth removed last week. It was just a little baby tooth, baby wisdom tooth poking out of the side. But it does mean I'm no longer part of the exclusive 100% complete body club of all your tonsils, all your wisdom teeth, all your appendix, all your digits.
Have you ever had any teeth removed?
Never.
Never?
Never. Other than teeth just like falling out.
Doesn't count.
But yeah, I've never had anything removed before.
Wow.
So that was a new experience.
You're like the opposite of Darth Vader.
That's right.
Has anyone ever told you, Liz, you're like the opposite of Darth
All
Vader?
All the time.
Yeah.
So much. Yeah. The anti-Vader.
Obi-Wan's like, she's more man than machine.
Really?
Yeah, she's more man than machine.
Yeah, there's more body parts in her than there are machine parts.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most people introduce me.
Yeah. This is Liz.
It's kind of what I'm known to.
She's more.
She's mostly human.
Mostly human.
Most of her is there still.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a harrowing experience.
Okay.
Because I am very, very afraid of needles.
Mm.
And I pass out when I get needles.
Right.
And fun fact, when you pass out in the middle of a dental procedure, they don't just finish that procedure on your unconscious body. To my chagrin, as I found out. You have to be, like, conscious and aware for them to, like, legally be able to, like, do medicine
This
or
legal system.
So, anyways, so if I pass out and my blood pressure goes crazy, they can't finish the procedure. So, I had to be sedated beforehand with an oral sedative. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. It was like an Ativan Valium style thing.
Okay. I love
it. So I went there with my friend, Michael, and...
Shouts out
to Michael. And he was also my ride, because I needed to ride there and back. So I took an Ativan, and then I had to sit in the waiting room for an hour to wait for... Or for 45 minutes to wait for it to kick in. And as soon as I took the Valium and took a drink of water, I immediately started having a panic attack. Because no. That meant... that the procedure was underway. And so I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm cool. And then I take it, and it hasn't even had time to kick in. And I'm like, oh God, Michael, oh my hand, oh my God, oh my God. And then he just calmed me down, and we talked through it, and it was okay. It was fine. And then, so once 45 minutes had passed, I went into the procedure, and I had actually brought my stuffed animal with me, but I put it in...
What's your stuffed animal's name?
Panda. It doesn't have a name. It's just a panda.
It's just a panda.
And its name is Panda.
Okay. That's fine. That's a good... stuffed animal.
I never really named my toys as a kid. I don't know. So I had this panda with me, and I put it in a bag disguised. So I just had, like, this canvas bag. Then while I was sitting in the dentist chair, I was like, hang on. And I just grabbed my canvas bag. I'm just going to hold on to this. And they were like, okay, that's fine. Like, they didn't even ask.
Why did you have to hide your shame?
Because I wasn't... because I was embarrassed, but also because it's an old, old...
Right.
Panda, and when stuffed animals are very old, they get really grubby looking, right. And it looked really germy, and I was like, I don't really want to submit this, like, clean, sterile environment to my disgusting old
right
toy thing.
You don't want the germs crawling off exactly. Your panda, yeah.
You can see the germs on it, so, the what's macro the, germs.
What's that shooting game in all the arcades where...
What?
It's a light gun game, and you shoot bugs. I don't know. It's
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
Yeah, Space Invaders. So I didn't
Time Crisis.
Okay, so I didn't want to get my Time Crisis bugs all over their fancy sterile equipment. So yeah. I had my canvas bag that I was holding for dear life, and then as soon as I sat down in the chair, I just started sobbing. And they're like, okay, I'm just going to start procedure. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And so they put the little freezing topical thing on me. And
just love the freezing topical thing.
Let it sit there for a while. And then that's when I was just started sobbing. And then they were like, okay, I'm just going to wait till you're finished sobbing. Because they can't do anything while I'm, like, heaving and moving.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And I was like, okay, I'm fine. And then I got it done. And I was very brave. And I didn't
pass
out.
You're so brave, Liz.
But I did cry a lot.
Okay.
But I managed to get it done. They gave me freezing needles in my gums, and then I had the procedure done, and it was really quite simple, and yeah. I'm very proud of myself.
You should be.
Honestly, it was really...
Did you go to the toy cabinet and get yourself a toy?
Yes.
Good.
I did. I got a little race car.
Nice.
It was doubly harrowing because I really wanted myself to be able to do this, because if I wasn't able to do this, if I was going to pass out again... and have to do this procedure over again, it meant that I was going to have to get actual sedation, which would cost me, like, $2,000 to $3,000 out of pocket. Without insurance. Like, the insurance doesn't cover any of it. So that was on the table for a thing I was going to have to do. And so I really wanted this to work, and it did work.
It worked.
So it was great. And I was thinking, like, I don't think the sedative really affected me that much, but then I was thinking about it, and I was like, wait, wasn't I talking to Michael about how English has too many plosives in it?
And what's plosive?
A plosive is a anything that you push air out of your mouth. And all of the plosives are the reason, the English has so many plosives, and they're the reason why radio started saying V, Victor, Peter, Ball, whatever, like for specific letters, because they sound so similar to each other. P, B, V over radio sounds exactly the same. And so I was telling Michael, you know, we should really just combine them into one mega plosive and just be like, puh. And that should just be it. And I was saying
this is a very good take.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I was thinking, like, I don't think the sedative really affected me that much, because I was still super nervous for the procedure.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, wait, I was also talking about...
Plosives.
So yeah, maybe I was a little drowsy. I was also confused because I thought it was going to make me high, but it just makes you sleepy.
Numb? Okay.
No, it's a sleeping agent. It basically.
Oh, okay.
A sedative. It just makes you tired, drowsy.
I love when words that explain words use what they're explaining. Plosives?
Yeah.
Very good. I am very bummed out that anagram isn't an anagram.
No, no. The one that's forward and backward.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, shoot.
Is it what's...
Not an onomatopoeia, not an anagram. We can look it up.
Race car.
Race car.
Yeah. Do you want to look it up right now?
A palindrome. Although,
What is an anagram? Anagram is just when it's...
someone who has the power to create words or whatever, some literature nerd, were so irritated with the fact that a palindrome isn't a palindrome that they took it upon themselves to invent a new word called the immordnilap.
And that's a palindrome.
So a palindrome immordnilap is a phrase that isn't...
That's very clever. Yeah.
So, like a race car, something that...
Yeah.
A sentence that isn't the same forward and backwards.
So, someone who had already thought of my take.
Exactly, yeah. It's been rectified.
It's been rectified. They fixed it. Well, yeah. Shouts out to you, linguistic expert.
Mysterious hero.
God. I'm glad that we have heroes out there.
Yeah. I would say not all heroes wear capes, but they're probably huge nerds, so they probably do wear a cape.
Yeah. They wear... You know, they don't wear a cape all the time, but they wear a cape...
Enough that...
It's like it's been more than the average person wears a cape.
Yeah, once.
Yes.
In their life.
And it wasn't Halloween.
Has worn a cape, yes.
It was just a regular day. They were like, I'm going to wear my cape today.
Yeah, I'm
going
do
to
it.
The Starbucks.
Go for it.
You know, I want a chai latte. I'm going to put on my cape and...
I'm just feeling it. Feels
go
like a
get myself
thing.
A chai latte. Mm-hmm. The eggnog latte's back. You know, maybe I'll think about that, but I'm going to wear my cape on the way there.
Yeah, yeah. It's chilly. It's nice and warm under my cape.
Would you like to write a fan fiction with me?
Yeah. I thought you'd never ask.
Okay, our first character this week is Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Right.
So, what I think of Wallace, I think of him as he's kind of... He's made out of clay.
And he likes to eat cheese.
He likes to eat cheese and...
And he talks to his dog.
Toast. Toast?
I don't know. He's like toast and jam, like any toast older, any other old Brit.
He's an old Brit. He's an old Brit.
But he mostly likes cheese.
Yes. Cheese is his favorite thing. And he...
Oh, he's an inventor. Duh.
He's an inventor. He gets into slapstick antics. Mm-hmm. His, like, whole deal, I feel like, is he is kind of... He's not all there.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, what do you call it? Where, like... Basically, he misses things.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a package deal with Gromit, his dog, right?
Gromit's
he's kind of half
one.
Of a whole. Without,
Gromit's
without
the
Gromit.
Smart one.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though Wallace kind of is the inventor.
Uh-huh. Where one is the brains behind the operation, but the other one doesn't realize it.
Yes. It's very much a Inspector Gadget situation.
Yeah, with Penny and the dog solving the actual thing.
Exactly. And Gadget Inspector Gadget just
having his fun adventures.
Yeah. And always thinking that the dog is either a villain or a hot lady?
No, he thinks the dog is, like, in disguise.
I mean, the dog is in disguise, though.
He just thinks the dog is a villain for some reason.
Yeah, he thinks the dog is a villain.
It's a weird show.
It is a weird show.
Yeah.
But you know what's a great...
Smart, silent dogs.
Yeah.
Huh?
I guess it's just, like...
What was his name on Inspector Gadget?
I have no idea.
Penny and...
Is it...
Frolic?
Gallop? Is it a gear Gadget? Name or something?
Yeah, it's like... Screwball.
Wrench.
Wrenchies.
I guess the idea of, like, the dog being smart is funny because we think of dogs as being, like, big doughy dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like...
What if we were the big doughy dummies?
What if
the
we
whole
were the big?
Time?
So Wallace is a big doughy dummy, and we don't have Gromit, so we could just have
he's
a big.
There too.
You just want to include him?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a package deal.
Okay, Wallace and Gromit.
This is my fanfic.
That's
I can
true.
Include whoever I want.
All right. Well, what kind of fanfic are you feeling? Could write a fantasy, we could write a science fiction, we could
write an erotic novel.
I mean, I love an erotic.
Most of them are pretty erotic.
Fan fiction is an erotic medium, not to discount it. I love erotic mediums. I mean, they're my favorite medium.
Can be.
Yes.
Used for a rock.
What I'm trying to say is I'm not being dismissive. Fan fiction's great, and I love it. But we haven't exactly... We've written some romance stories. We haven't written anything I would classify as erotica so far.
So you know what's out this week?
What is out this
week? Fifty Shades Freed.
Oh, that's right.
Third movie in the 50 Shades trilogy.
Right. A fan fiction work in itself.
Yeah, it was a fanfic of Twilight, where it was an alternate universe Twilight with big old vampire man who's a powerful CEO, and he
has a fun
BDSM relationship with his hot secretary.
Are you forgetting Edward's name? Or
I was forgetting Edward's name. Okay. I kept saying Christian in my head.
Edward and
Bella.
And
then she just changed it into an original novel.
Christian and...
And then it became Christian and Anna. Christian Grey.
Christian
Grey. And Annabelle Steele.
Wow.
Very good names.
I can't believe you remember the characters from...
50 Shades, but not from Twilight. Yeah. Jeez Louise. I hear it's... I haven't actually read it, although keep meaning to. I hear it's, like, not particularly sexy.
Yeah, that's also what I hear.
For the fact that it's, like, about BDSM.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
And, like, the BDSM community is, like, disappointed in it. Because it's not a very consensual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very... And that's, like, what BDSM is about. It's, like, this...
See, that criticism, for me, feels like... Isn't the
fantasy of it.
Yeah, the fantasy of it is the...
Yeah.
The safe word. The fact that it's fictional.
I guess...
Is the...
It's one of those things, and I don't know anything.
Like, because BDSM is a fantasy rape scenario.
Exactly.
So, the fictional universe, that's what the reader wants. Like,
it's one of those things where, yes, but also because... This has hit a mainstream audience.
I can see, yeah.
Right. Yeah, like, people are now going to miss that and are going to just take the...
Like, ooh, this is what it's all about.
They're going to miss the context, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like an erotic fiction about Wallace
and
Gromit.
Well,
like,
maybe Gromit isn't in it.
Okay.
Anymore. If it is going to be about Wallace, and he's learned that
the
there's...
The sex symbol,
yeah,
Wallace.
Yeah, well, he's on hard times.
Okay.
And he's learned that there's a market for his inventions being used in ways that he never really intended. And then he realizes...
The slapstick antics are very BDSM.
Yeah.
Hilarious BDSM.
Mm-hmm. He has some, like, vegetable chopping machines, and some people, like, replaced them with paddles, and they kind of became spanking machines, and... he learns, if I cater specifically to this market, this is actually where most of my money's coming from.
Okay.
So maybe I can, like, make some really great, wacky sex machines.
Okay, I love
it. Very, like, Rube Goldberg sex machines.
Okay, so another character we have submitted this week is Howl from Howl's Moving Castle.
Mm.
And I like Howl as sort of, like, that Christian Grey...
I could see Howl being, the main buyer.
I like it. I love it.
Of his erotic machines.
Erotic machines.
Yes.
So, yes, Howl is sort of the...
And he unwittingly breaks the news to...
Right.
To Grant or Wallace about how these machines are being used.
But I guess Howl... I mean, it is our fan fiction. We can write Howl...
Mm-hmm.
However,
I don't see Howl and Wallace having a sexual relationship with each other.
That is not what I am going for. I am thinking that this is more of they like Howl comes to Wallace to start a business.
Oh yes,
it's like we can your inventions are perfect for this niche.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you be the brains and I'll be the face.
Exactly,
I can sell these things. At these conventions.
And we can do...
These unconventional conventions.
We can do a bit where it's like, oh, I thought I'd be the face. And we do, like, a close-up of his face. His, like, goofball.
His
like,
giant mouth.
It's like, no, I'll be the face.
I'll be the face.
You know what? No, it's okay. I'll be the face.
Oh, that's very good.
Thank you.
Who else did we have?
We have Marceline.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Count Olaf.
Count Olaf.
I feel like, I don't actually...
I could see Marceline and Princess Bubblegum.
Ooh.
Having some fun.
Okay, I like this. I like
with
this.
With some wacky...
Wacky sex machines. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think to simplify this, let's make it one sex machine. Okay. Let's make it, like, he has invented the perfect spank machine.
Right.
And, yes, I like the idea that it is, like, a lettuce chopper or, like, a vegetable chopper.
Yeah.
That Howell has thought, like, we're putting paddles on this.
Uh-huh.
It's a spank machine.
Yeah.
It's the spank machine.
Maybe it's, like, pedal-powered or something?
Oh, I like that.
I don't know.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, like, in Wallace's house, what he would do is he would get on the bike and he would pedal and it would...
To prepare the vegetables.
Prepare the vegetables.
Yeah.
And then, so,
Or maybe it's like a laundry folding and dusting machine. Like, it picks up
so
rugs and it, like, bends them over a, like, kind of, what do you call those, like, those horse things? You always see them in, like, sex comics or whatever, like, just structures to bend people over.
Okay.
So a machine that picks up a rug, bends it over, and then, like, smacks it to get the dust out.
I'm thinking of, like, the gymnastics, like, the pole vault.
Oh, yeah, or the vaulting horse, I guess.
Yeah, the vaulting horse.
Yeah, something like that.
That is what I'm imagining.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, I mean...
Maybe some sort of laundry machine.
Okay.
Maybe it's, like, an all-in-one.
So,
in your... He's intending it to be an all-in-one...
In your mind, this machine, it's not like they took out the knives and put in the paddles. It already had paddles.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would make it more useful. More inherently, valuable.
Okay. So,
because I'm sure there's a lot of things that you could just replace the parts and turn them into a sex machine, you know?
I mean, I know if I had a nickel for every time I took out the
changed out my egg beater and put on a put some dildos on the egg beater and you just hold the trigger down and it goes woo.
Yep.
It's great.
And I'm like,
makes you feel real handy too.
Not only am I a handyman, someone's getting lucky tonight.
Oh, yeah, and that someone is me.
It's the me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Howell comes across Wallace, maybe at, like, Wallace has gone to, like, a convention where he's selling this thing, this laundry machine.
Yes.
And Howell...
All in one. What would he call it? It would be like a... All-in-one, a gizmatic, all-in-one cleaning extravaganza.
That sounds
because you can also use
British
it to
enough.
Yeah, you can also use it to chop vegetables.
Okay.
You can also use it to dust out your linens or vacuum your apartment.
And
maybe it's got some suction on it somewhere.
Right, yeah.
And vacuum.
Howell notices that no one at this inventor's convention is paying any attention to Gromit. To Wallace.
To Wallace. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, to Wallace. But he pays attention.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want is Howell takes Wallace to, like, an underground, like basically takes him to...
Oh, well...
Like,
well,
a club.
Okay,
a BDSM club where...
Well,
where
here's how it plays out.
Aficionados get together. And that's where Marceline and Bubble Gum come in.
Yes. Well... So Howell meets Wallace at this inventor's convention, and he says, I think I have the market for you, but my tastes are a little unconventional.
Oh, very
And then
good.
Wallace says, well, show me.
What
and then
you
he
mean?
Takes him by the hand and floats him into the sky,
I love
and then
it.
They walk together
yes.
to the floating nightclub.
Of course.
The Moving Castle?
Moving Castle.
Howell's Moving Dungeon.
Howell's Moving Dungeon.
Takes him to Howell's Moving Dungeon. Is Howell the owner of this nightclub, I suppose?
Yes.
He made it.
He is...
Named for him.
He is not, like, probably the owner, but I'm imagining he's, like... You know when there's, like... I don't even know what you'd call it. Like, in a movie where there is, like, an underground scene, and there's, like, the dad of that scene. And,
right,
you know, walks through and, like, everyone Quieter. Knows this person. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes to this person for aid. They are, like, the one who, like, brings people in. Like, gives mm-hmm. them the okay that this is fine. You yeah. have this bit of you that you want to explore. And I am giving you the okay to explore that part of yourself.
That's right.
So he's that guy. Yes, he probably, this is his safe space for these people,
mm-hmm.
And he is the owner, but I don't want us necessarily to focus on his ownership of it.
Right.
He is more like the guy.
Yes.
The in whatever town they are in, mm-hmm. he is the BDSM guy.
The guru.
The guru.
I kind of like this idea of Howl's Moving Dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember the movie, he had a magical doorway. Where you could turn the dial, and then the doors would lead to new places.
Yes.
So what I'm picturing is some magical doorways where you turn the dial, and then the same doorways lead to, like, new and exciting rooms with Ooh. Specific themes.
Yes,
like, you I turn to the left, and it's the red room, and the red room is a very bondage theme.
Of course.
Lots of straps, lots of ropes,
mm-hmm.
and you turn it to the left, and there's the green room, and the green room is all about spanking.
Yes. Just,
paddles and whips.
And they need a new spanking machine. Their last spanking okay. machine broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And how...
Really, his entire dungeon could use a bit of a tune-up.
Yeah.
He's really been looking for a skilled mechanic.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that and as much as, like, I know that Wallace has had love interests in the past,
mm-hmm.
I view Wallace as sort of an asexual character.
Yeah.
Much like, I don't know...
I could absolutely see him inventing this machine where it's like... Oh, yeah, it's for, like, scrubbing your dishes or something. And there's this, like, obvious dildo shape, like, coming up and plunging through a thing.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, and he's so oblivious and so, like,
yes.
innocent and naive.
The joke.
And he's like, yeah, it's for, you know.
Which totally fits in with the Wallace character.
And I can see, and then just in the background, like, Gromit just, like, covering his yes. eyes with his paw, and he's just, like, blushing, like, oh, my God.
Wallace. The naivety, he has no idea that he's in yeah. a sex dungeon.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, inventing things and fixing things, and it's, like, he's making the perfect sex machine, and has no idea.
So it's an erotic novel. I'm picturing this as a comic now.
Yes.
So it's an erotic comic, but it is also very slapstick heavy.
Yes.
Where the entire time Wallace has no idea.
No idea.
Any of this is for exactly. sex stuff. It's very innocent in
it's
his mind.
It's so cute. Like, this actually warms my
I
heart.
I kind of want to make this
Yeah,
for
this
real.
Is very yeah. funny.
This way where he's like, and trying to picture the things that he could think that these machines are for. Like,
yeah.
oh yeah, there's the, you gotta, oh fuck.
You gotta.
It's so hard.
Yeah. like, I'm
things.
Just, I'm trying to think of, like, what the machines do in the Wallace and Gromit shorts, and it's like things like they put on his pants for him, they make his toast in the morning, they
right. he had
it's to, like
he had
very
like,
mundane
vacuuming
things.
Up the rabbits in the
right.
The movie the were rabbits,
so it's just like
mm-hmm.
Tasks that need to be fulfilled,
yeah.
So it's things like that. He's like, oh, you know, I made you, I don't have no idea, because it's like very much like a...
It's me, I'm Wallace.
I'm Wallace.
I'm from the UK.
I'm from the UK.
This could be any number of yeah. accents. We could be doing our Australian, our South African, yeah. our New Zealand.
I
it
apologize
all sounds the same.
To every
not
country
from North America,
that is not
large.
From North America.
Anyone who's ever said kippers, unironically, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
If you call pants trousers.
Yeah. And pants are something very different to you.
You just blushed at the mention of pants.
Oh my God.
You haven't been blushing this whole time, but the mention of pants. So, yes, he invents, like, a vacuum cleaner or a mm-hmm. duster or yes. Something to make food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're talking spankings, we're talking mm-hmm. dildos, we're talking vibrators, we're talking tickling.
Like, dusting and lots of feathers.
Ooh, we're talking ropes, we're talking... Mm-hmm. We're talking...
Gears. Levers. Treadmills.
I'm scrolling through all
plungers.
Of... All of my darkest days on Pornhub right now.
yeah.
Like...
Gonna go through all the the weirdest comics I ever stumbled upon.
I'm like, I'm learning things about myself.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily the things that this comic is intending. Sometimes it's like, oh, this isn't for me, but I'm glad I know that now. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, this is like 5% of this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
20% of this is for me.
Well, I feel like that's most porn in general.
Yeah.
Because it's so specific to your tastes are so weird and very, very specific. Mm-hmm. And I can see why porn is such a large entity for commissions.
Right.
For bespoke pornography. You know, why people say like, I want you to draw this picture for me, but make sure that there's absolutely this and absolutely not that and this and this and this. There's really no one size fits all kind of thing.
The amount of
when it comes to kinks,
art people I've come across that are like, I make my living drawing furry porn. It's like,
yeah, that's or just any porn. Yeah.
No,
if I draw porn, my living goes up exponentially.
But like,
and honestly,
I mentioned furry porn just because it's specific.
Like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
The specificity of it is why they can make the... If they were just making, like, straight porn, attractive people porn...
Because then you're competing against like, mainstream budgets and things like
cares?
That.
Who cares?
But the niche...
The niche is where it's at. Yeah. That's where that's where that capital is.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we cater to.
Oh, yes.
So all the weirdest things... Is there a clown room? There's probably a clown room.
There's a clown room.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that we're...
Inflation room. He makes a party balloon inflating machine.
Oh,
and
my
God. It's a suit that you can wear. And he's so naive, he doesn't understand
it. He has no idea.
And he's like, it's a machine. And then you inflate your trousers. And then you can float up and you can clean your gutters so easily because you're floating. And someone with inflation fetish is just like, can I have those trousers? Oh, please.
This person.
I have some beautiful ladies. I'd love to try them on.
How Marceline is just sweating. She's just like, God. Please.
Stop cleaning the gutters. Oh, my God.
Those gutters are clean enough. Let me clean them. Let me clean them, please.
Let me try it.
Bubblegum. Bubblegum, get here right now. Right now. It's like, but the kingdom, it's like, I don't care what's happening to the Candy Kingdom.
Screw your diplomacy. Get over here right now. Oh, boy.
Now, this is a great premise. Do we have an arc? Does this go anywhere? Like, is there a plot? No.
I feel like this
happily
is just
ever after.
This could be like an anthology series. Like, it's just a fun, wacky adventures of like the janitors, or the mechanics, wacky adventures in the sex dungeon.
A slapstick?
Whatever specific room he happens to be in servicing at the time.
This porn slapstick story where this idiot.
My God.
Just doesn't know he's inventing, like, the perfect sex machines is so funny that, like, every story, like, we could have, it could be a weekly, it could be, like, you know.
I'm picturing it almost like a comic strip.
Yeah.
Like, just a single
you
thing,
know,
like.
What I'm imagining, you know, in, like, the 30s, where you would go to the movie theater and you would watch, like, a newsreel.
Oh, I remember.
And then a cartoon, and then a feature film.
Right.
So you go into a porn film,
uh-huh.
You watch a newsreel.
That's right. Erotic news.
The erotic news.
It's exactly the same news, only everyone's wearing bondage gear.
Yep.
In the 30s.
In the 30s. 30s bondage gear.
So, of course, the men are just wearing, like, those full bathing suit with the stripes, full body bathing suits.
Then you watch a slapstick cartoon, which is this cartoon.
Right, yeah.
And then you watch your feature porn.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you watch your B-porn and then your feature porn.
Yeah. As everyone did in the 30s for entertainment.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's, hey.
Oh, this is a really good story.
I
really want to make this comic now.
Yeah.
And we're going to make so much money because porn is so lucrative.
It's the most lucrative.
As we pointed out before.
Yeah.
Done. Well done.
That's
a good story.
Liz? Well done.
Well done, sir.
I mean, we have a couple paths. We could end the show. I'm comfy ending the show.
I'm okay. I'm okay ending it there.
We could write a specific short from here. So it's like, this is what happens in this 7-minute cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, like, you know.
But that's hard.
It is hard. My and we would have to think of gags.
I can't think of specific gags.
No. This is not a show of specifics.
No.
This is a show of wide strokes. We are wide stroke.
The broadest of strokes.
Okay. Well, I love that then. I think we did really good this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us on Fan Fiction Writer Room. If you would like to submit characters for us to write very sexual fan fictions about, submit your characters to ffwrshow@gmail.com. I am your editing manager, Spencer Suarez.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Cernick.
And when in doubt, just AU that garbage.
Okay, I meant Anastasia Steele, not Annabelle Steele. I said the wrong name for 50 Shades Freed. It's Anastasia Steele.
We have a lot of 50 Shades stans in our listener.
Yes, including myself.
Our Venn diagram of Fan Fiction Writer's Room stans and 50 Shades stans are like, it's just a circle.
It's a big fat circle.
So they're all so pissed at you.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Anna Steele?
Well, because she goes by Anna. So then I said Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle. Okay.
Later, for the phone.
That's the same name. But Annabelle and Anastasia, those are different names.
They are indeed.
I accept your rebuke.
Thank you. And I accept your acceptance of my apology?
Yes.
Okay. Bye, everybody.